弟兄姊妹，下午好。我们今天是福音主日，所以我们今天讲福音，孩子们也在我们当中。
So today is Gospel Sunday, so that's why the children are with us today.
所以我们今天讲创世纪。
So today we're talking about a story from Genesis.
我们大家都特别熟悉的经文。
We're all very familiar with the scripture.
好，开始之前我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray.
亲爱的主，我们感谢你。
Dear God, we thank you.
我们来到你面前要敬拜你。
We come to your presence and worship you.
求你与我们同在。
Please be with us.
祝福我们的敬拜。
Bless our worship.
使我们的敬拜能够讨你喜悦。
So that our worship can be pleasing to you.
你帮助我们来到你面前。
You've helped us come into your presence.
我们可以打开我们的心。
Please open our hearts.
打开我们的灵。
Open our spirits.
使我们的敬拜是在你的面前的敬拜。
So that our worship is one that can be before you.
你也在我们敬拜当中来赐福于我们。
And through our worship, you will bless us.
使我们得到你的恩典和智慧。
So that through it, we can receive your grace.
从老到小都在你面前。
So that the young and old may be before you.
求你赐福帮助。
Please bless us and help us.
我们这样的祷告是奉耶稣基督的圣名。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
我女儿小的时候呢，
When my daughter was young,
我给你们讲过这个事情的。
I've told you this before.
为什么一直在讲呢？因为这个事情一直在我心里边令我难过。
Why do I keep on mentioning this? It's because it's something in my heart that keeps on that I'm still sad about.
因为我女儿小的时候生下来的时候，她的头很大的。
So when my daughter was born, her head was very large.
所以她开始学习走路的时候呢，常常摔倒。
So when she was learning how to walk, she would always fall down.
每次摔倒的时候呢，她最后接触地面的呢，永远是她的头，她的脸。
So whenever she would walk and fall down, she would always fall on her face.
所以她的额头呢和她的鼻子呢总是破了。
So her forehead and her nose were always bruised.
所以小的时候呢，我就总很喜欢去抱着她。
So from a young age, I always wanted to carry her.
啊，这个是你需要理解的一个很有爱心的爸爸哈。
So you have to understand this from a very loving father's point of view.
所以我总喜欢抱着她。
So that's why I always wanted to carry her.
有时候我们出去散步的时候呢，我们拉着他走两步，他就会啊，让我去抱他。
So a lot of times when I went outside to walk with her, she would walk a couple steps and then she'd ask me to carry her.
尽管我觉得说，哎，你应该学习走路。
And it got to the point where I said, oh, you should learn to walk now.
但是说心里话呢，我也挺喜欢抱着女儿的。
But to tell you the truth from my heart, I really love to carry her.
另外一方面呢，也避免她摔倒了，因为在外边呢，就不像在家里边。头摔在地上很。
And I also knew that carrying her would help protect her from falling down because outside is more dangerous.
所以后来的时候呢，以至于她三岁的时候，我们来到加拿大的时候呢，我们所照的相片呢，你经常看到我都是抱着她的。
So you can see all the pictures from until she is 3 years old till when we arrived in Canada, I'm carrying her in my arms.
因此呢，后来的时候呢，就有些问题就显现出来了。
So that's why afterwards there came some problems.
她不像其他那些孩子那么活泼，喜欢运动。
She didn't like to exercise as much as other kids her age.
啊，所以我是个很喜欢运动的。
So I like to exercise a lot.
但是我女儿不喜欢运动。
But my daughter didn't.
这是因为我错了。
It's because of my wrongdoing.
我只是觉得说，哎呀，抱着她很开心。
I just thought, oh, I love to carry her.
哎呀，我觉得对她也是好的。
And I thought it was good for her.
但是后来发现呢，我对我女儿的爱呢，带着一个负面的效果。
So I found out that the love that I had for my daughter brought a very only an outward kind of love to her.
因此我就常常觉得很自己责怪自己。
And then I kept on blaming myself.
所以后来她又长得大了一点的时候呢，我要鼓励她做运动。
So as she got older and older, I had to encourage her to exercise.
我和他一起打羽毛球。
I'd play badminton with her.
我和他一起打排球。
And I'd play volleyball with her.
这个问题又出现了。
And then another problem came.
我总觉得他打得好像不太像样子。
So I just kept on thinking that she didn't do very well in it when she played.
我总是告诉你要这样打，不要那样打，要这样打，不要那样打。
And I kept on saying you should do this, do it this way, not this way.
所以我们每次玩的时候呢，这个结果是什么呢？就是最后他算了，不跟你玩了。
And it always got to the point where I just got fed up and I didn't want to play anymore with her.
我女儿说，因为你总想让我像你那样玩。
Oh, so my daughter didn't want to play with me and she said, it's because you always want me to do it exactly the way you do it.
所以我女儿现在很少跟我在一起打打球什么的。
So my daughter very seldom will play ball with me.
所以我们呢，做父母的呢，常常会犯这样的毛病的。
So a lot of parents will make the same mistake as I did.
我们用我们自己的方式呢，来爱我们的孩子。
We use our own way to love our children.
但是我们常常事与愿违，就是得到一个不同的结果。
But oftentimes we get the wrong result.
不是我们所希望的那个结果。
We always get a result that we don't want.
我们自己心里也觉得不太满意。
We're not satisfied.
儿女的心里边呢也不满意。
And then our sons and daughters are not satisfied either.
当然有些父母呢是有智慧的。
But some parents have wisdom.
能把自己的儿女呢能够很好的教养长大。
And they are really good at teaching their children to grow up.
但是无论如何，我们都需要回到真理当中来。
But no matter what the incidence is, we must bring our children to the truth.
我们更能够看到我们这个问题，无论是我们的父母还是我们的儿女的问题的核心的部分。
And through that, we will be able to see the center of both the parents and the children's fault.
所以我们今天来一同的借着创世纪的37章的第一节到第11节，我们来看。
So today we're going to be looking at Genesis 37:1-11.
我们看神是如何的建立一个人的。
We'll see how God builds up or establishes the person.
不但是我们父母也可以学到如何教养我们的儿女。
So not only can us parents learn how to teach our children,
我们做孩子的也可以学习到如何在父母的权柄之下健康的长大。
As children, we can learn how to grow up healthily under the authority of our parents.
今天这段经文呢，是我们大家都非常熟悉的。
So today's scripture we're all very familiar with.
我们一看就知道是有关讲谁，有关雅各和约瑟的事情。
So as soon as we see it, we know it's the story of Jacob and Joseph.
雅各呢，我们都知道他是亚伯拉罕的孙子，他是以撒的儿子。
So Jacob is the grandson of Abraham, the son of Isaac.
啊，他生了好多儿子。
And he had many sons.
十个儿子。
Ten sons.
然后呢，但是这十个儿子呢，你会发现呢，他是四个妈妈生的。
And ten sons were from four different mothers.
他的第一个太太叫莉亚。
The first wife was called Leah.
这是他明媒正娶的太太。
And that was his official wife.
第二个呢，也是他太太，也是明媒正娶的，是谁呢？是叫拉结。
His second one was also an official wife. That's Rachel.
另外两个呢，是他的妾。
And the other ones were concubines.
一个叫毗拉，一个叫希帕。
And one was called Bilhah, the other was called Zilpah.
所以呢，这个大太太呢，莉亚呢，生了好多的孩子。
Leah had many children for him.
这个拉结呢，第二个拉结呢，不生孩子。
Rachel was unable to have any children.
所以呢，但是呢，这个雅各呢，又非常爱拉结。
But Jacob loved Rachel.
没有那么爱莉亚。
But did not love Leah.
莉亚又是拉结的姐姐。
Leah was Rachel's older sister.
所以这个姐俩的关系呢，就成为敌对的关系了。
So that's why their relationship became that of almost an enemy.
因为这个拉结她不生孩子，所以她就把她的侍女给雅各做妾。
So, because Rachel could not have children, she gave her maid Bilhah to Jacob to be his wife.
她和她姐姐在比，看谁能生孩子。
Because she needed to compete with her sister who could have more children.
啊，她这个姐姐莉亚呢，也不生了。
So all of a sudden, when Leah stopped bearing children,
啊，相反，她妹妹拉结的那个仆人呢，那个婢女呢，却一直在生孩子。
Then Rachel's maid Bilhah started having children.
所以这个莉亚呢，这个姐姐呢，就说我把我的侍女呢也给雅各做妾。
So then the older sister Leah gave her maid Zilpah to Jacob to be his wife.
但是最后的时候呢，神怜悯拉结。
But in the end, God had mercy on Rachel.
所以拉结终于生了一个孩子。
So Rachel finally had a child.
就是我们今天这个主角主人公叫约瑟。
And that's today's main character, Joseph.
那么接下来神又眷顾他，他又生个孩子。
In the end, Rachel again had another child.
这个孩子叫便雅悯。
And that was Benjamin.
但是生这个便雅悯出生的时候呢，这个他的妈妈拉结就难产而死。
But during the birth of Benjamin, Rachel had difficulty and she died.
所以我们明白这个道理的时候呢，我们就知道了。首先说约瑟是雅各所爱的那个太太拉结生的第一个孩子。
So we have to recognize that Joseph came from the wife that Jacob loved the most, and that's Rachel.
而且此时此刻，拉结已经死了。
And now Rachel is already gone.
所以呢，他这个，而且这个约瑟和他的弟弟便雅悯呢是最小的。
And the youngest two are Joseph and Benjamin.
好，这个背景就是这样。
So、
那么我们今天来看今天的经文。
So let's look at today's scripture.
这个父亲呢，非常的爱这个约瑟。
The father really loved Joseph.
不仅仅因为他长相俊美，为人正直。
Not only was he handsome in appearance.
而是也是因为他妈妈已经过世了。
But also because his mother had already died.
所以呢，这个父亲呢，就把所有的爱呢，都放在这个孩子身上。
So the father put all his love and gave that to Joseph.
所以我们看看这位雅各在他儿子身上有个什么愿望呢
？So what hopes did Jacob have for Joseph?
第一节说雅各住在迦南地，就是他父亲寄居的地。
So Jacob lived in the land of his father's sojournings in the land of Canaan.
这里讲到的说他住在迦南地了。
So now Jacob is living in the land of Canaan.
说明这个时候他已经不是在做一个游牧民族，而是固定在那地方住下来了，一切都安定了。
So now he's not living a nomadic life anymore. He's settled in Canaan.
一切的生活已经走入了正轨。
So he's gone through a whole section of his life now.
第二节说，雅各的纪律如下：约瑟17岁，与他哥哥们一同牧羊。他是个童子，与他父亲的妾庇拉希帕的儿子们常在一处。约瑟将他哥哥们的恶行报给他们的父亲。
So it says, these are the records of the generations of Jacob. Joseph, when 17 years of age, was pasturing the flock with his brothers while he was still a youth, along with the sons of Bilhah and the sons of Zilpah, and his father's wives. And Joseph brought back a bad report about them to their father.
因此呢，从这两节经文当中，我们看见一件事情。
So from these two verses of scripture, we can see something.
约瑟，他的利亚这个大太太生的儿子呢，不和约瑟一起玩的。
So we can see something that Leah's sons are not associating themselves with Joseph.
这个约瑟竟跟谁玩呢？跟这两个妾的孩子在玩。
Who is Joseph playing with? He's with the sons of the two concubines.
所以呢，你就知道了，他这个大太太利亚的孩子们呢，实际上是看不着这个约瑟。
So you can see the sons of Leah look down on Joseph. They don't want to be with him.
那他这些哥们，这些几个哥哥们在一起玩的时候，经常做些坏事。
And we can see that when the older brothers were together, they often did bad things.
所以约瑟呢，常常把这些他哥哥们做的坏事情呢，报告他父亲。
So Joseph often brought bad reports to their father about that.
但是我们这里边不要理解成为这个约瑟是一个很小人的样子的。
So we don't want to look and think Joseph is a really bad person for this.
他是一个非常正直的人。
He's a person of integrity.
因此他会把他们哥哥什么错了会告诉他爸爸。
And that's why he would bring the reports to his father.
所以我们可以看到约瑟呢在利亚的儿子当中呢，就是第一个媳妇的儿子当中呢，他们看不起他。
So we can see that the sons of Leah, the oldest official wife's sons, they did not like Joseph.
好，第三节说，为什么呢？因为以色列原来爱约瑟过于爱他的众子，因为约瑟是他年老生的，他给约瑟做了一件彩衣。
So we can see why. In verse 3 it tells us, Now Israel loved Joseph more than any other of his sons, because he was the son of his old age, and he made him a robe of many colors.
所以为什么有这个事情发生呢？就是他那些哥哥们对他一点都不友好。
So why did this happen? Why did his brothers just treat him not nicely at all?
哦，是因为雅各偏爱这个约瑟。
Because Jacob showed favoritism to Joseph.
在这些众很十一个儿子当中呢，爱雅各呢，唯独喜爱这个约瑟。
So out of all his sons, Jacob only really loved Joseph.
不但是因为他是年纪很老的时候生的，而且也是约瑟的妈妈是他最爱的。
So not only because Joseph was a son to him in his old age, but because he was a son of the wife he loved most.
那有一天呢，这个爸爸呢，雅各呢，就给约瑟做了一件彩色的衣服。
So one day Jacob made Joseph a robe of many colors.
我们今天会觉得说一件彩衣没关系，无所谓嘛。
A lot of times we might just think, oh, it's just a robe, it doesn't matter.
但是在那个时代当中呢，一件彩色的衣服，不要说一件彩色的衣服，就是一件衣服都是很宝贵的。
But back then, not only to say that it's a robe of many colors, any sort of piece of clothing was very precious.
我们看以前的，甚至于我们中国人的古代都是这样的，好像特别是这个中东地区哈，它好像一块布就这样缠在身上。
So if we look back into the, even in Chinese antiquity, a piece of cloth would be wrapped around as a garment.
当风沙刮起来的时候呢，他就把这布蒙在头上。
And so when the wind would come, or the rain would come, they would use that garment to cover their head.
所以白天就是衣服。
So during the day, it was your clothing garment.
晚上的时候呢，把这个布打开就是被。
And at night, it would become your blanket.
所以这个服装啊，衣服啊，对他们来说是非常非常贵重的一件东西。
So that's why this robe would be very precious.
你要想一下几千年前，啊，有个彩色的衣服。那就更不简单了。
So think a few thousand years ago, a robe of many colors. Think of how amazing that would be.
所以你可以想象到两方面。
So you can think of two things.
一方面，哎，这个雅各爱这个约瑟真的是太爱他了。
So Jacob really, really loved Joseph.
第二件事，你就能想象那些哥哥们多么的恨，多么。
And the second thing we could
嫉妒这个约瑟。
Find out is that, or is we could see how much the older brothers would hate Joseph because of their jealousy.
他为什么不跟他玩？
Why aren't they associating themselves with them?
然后第四节说，约瑟的哥哥们见父亲爱约瑟，过于爱他们，就恨约瑟，不与他说和睦的话。
And verse 4 tells us, but when his brothers saw that their father loved him more than all his brothers, they hated him and could not speak peacefully to him.
哎呀，这个哥哥们就开始恨这个约瑟。
So the older brothers hated Joseph.
这个恨的源头是什么？原因是什么？是因为雅各这个爸爸偏爱这个儿子。
So where did this hatred come from? It came from the favoritism Jacob the father showed to his son Joseph.
所以呢，不但恨他，而且跟他讲话都用很难听的话跟他讲话。
So not only did they hate him, they could not speak anything nice to him.
所以从第一节到第四节，我们看到这个父亲呢，雅各。是怎样的一个雅各呢？他希望全心全意的爱这个儿子。
So we can see what kind of father Jacob was. He's one that loved his son with all his heart.
使这个孩子能够健康的成长。
So that his child could grow up well.
啊，使他也不缺少母爱。
And so that he would not be lacking in his mother's love.
所以因为拉结已经死了嘛。
Because Rachel had already died.
所以他就希望呢，把这个一个。更多的爱呢，能够给约瑟。
So he was hoping to give more love to Joseph.
所以这是他爸爸的想法，他爸爸的愿望。
So that was the thinking and hopes of Jacob for his son Joseph.
这个愿望好不好呢？
Was that were those good hopes?
非常的好。
Good, very good.
好了，下面呢，我们就看约瑟呢，神在他身上呢，也有一个旨意。
So we could also see from this story now, God has His will for for Joseph's life.
我们看看神在约瑟身上的愿望是什么呢？
We can see what are God's hopes for Joseph.
神的愿望也好，神的旨意也好，借着两个梦显明出来了。
So whether we're talking about God's hopes or God's will for Joseph, He has showed them through dreams.
有一天呢，约瑟就做了一个梦，他就把这个梦呢告诉他哥哥们。
So it says now Joseph had a dream and he told it to his brothers.
第六节说，约瑟对他们说，请听我所做的梦。我们在田里捆禾架，我的捆起来站着，你们的捆来围着我的捆下拜。
So Joseph said to them, hear this dream that I have dreamed. Behold, we were binding sheaves in the field, and behold, my sheaf arose and stood upright, and behold, your sheaves gathered round it and bowed down to my sheaf.
好，约瑟就说，我做了一个梦。
So Joseph said, I had a dream.
我们几个人呢都在那收这个庄稼。
We were all binding sheaves in the field.
我们都知道收好了庄稼就要把它捆起来。
So we were binding those sheaves.
他说我那捆呢是站着的。
Mine stood upright.
哥哥们，你们收那个都是匍匐在我这个站着这个禾捆的面前在拜我。
And for you older brothers, your sheaves bowed down to my sheaf.
好了，如果说我们通过这第一个梦，我们还不太能够明白神的旨意的话，我们再看第二个梦。
So if we don't understand God's will through the first dream, let's look at the second dream.
第九节到第十节说，后来他又做了一个梦，也告诉他哥哥们说，看哪，我又做个梦。梦见太阳、月亮与十一个星星向我下拜。
So verse 9 says, Then he dreamed another dream and told it to his brothers and said, Behold, I have dreamed another dream. Behold, the sun, the moon, and 11 stars were bowing down to me.
所以这个梦的时候就非常的显明，他说你要向我下拜。
So through this dream, it's very obvious that all of them have to bow down to Joseph.
也就是说神要兴起约瑟为大。
So that means God wants to exalt Joseph above all the others. 不单
高过他这个十一个哥哥，也要高过他的父母。
Not only above his 11 brothers, but above his parents as well.
高过雅各。
Over Jacob.
这里说太阳月亮那就是爸爸妈妈，然后十一个星星就是十一个兄弟嘛。
Here it says, the sun and the moon, that's the father and mother, and the 11 stars were the brothers.
所以呢我们就看到了，这是神在雅各身上的旨意。
So now, we can see the will of God for Joseph's life.
不单他的十一个兄弟都要拜他，从他那里得益处，就连他的父母雅各和他的妈妈都要从他那里得益处。
So, not only do his brothers have to bow down to him, his father and mother must as well.
那从这里看，我们看到了约瑟的心意，雅各的心意和神的心意似乎有点一样哦。
So, can we see here that Jacob's will for his son Joseph and God's will for Joseph, are they the same?
都是很特别的爱约瑟，要把约瑟兴起来，高过他的弟兄们。
They're showing special love towards Joseph, right?
但是呢，我们看到了神和约雅各两个人，他们虽然看起来似乎这个愿望是一样的。
So, although the hopes seem like they're the same for Joseph,
但是他们却用的不同的方法，得到结果呢也是不一样的。
But Jacob and God have different methods to help achieve those hopes.
那么我们看看这个约瑟，雅各，雅各他要兴起这个儿子，抬举这个儿子，他用的什么办法呢？偏爱。
So, what did Jacob use to exalt his son Joseph above the rest? He used favoritism.
啊，就是给他更多的爱。
He gave him more love and more love.
但是我们看看这个雅各如此来对待约瑟，得到的结果是什么呢？
But what result did Jacob get for Joseph in the end?
约瑟是不是按照他爸爸的心意被抬举到他哥哥以上了呢？
Was Joseph exalted above his brothers through Jacob's methods?
我们再看有不同的结果的，我们看先看雅各的结果是什么。
So there's a different result. Let's see the result that Jacob brought for Joseph.
好，这第三节到第五节，这里边讲到说，原来约瑟原来以色列原来爱约瑟过于爱他的众子，因为约瑟是他年老所生的，给他就给约瑟做了一件彩衣。
So verse 3 says, Now Israel loved Joseph more than any other of his sons, because he was the son of his old age, and he made him a robe of many colors.
这个我能够理解，但是我们看到结果是什么呢？说约瑟的哥哥们见父亲爱约瑟，过于爱他们，他们就恨约瑟，不与他说和睦的话。约瑟做了一个梦，告诉他哥哥们，他们就越发的恨他。
So we can understand why Jacob did this, but the result is in verse 4. But when his brothers saw that the father loved him more than all his brothers, they hated him and could not speak peacefully to him.
因此我们就知道，他们的恨源于他父亲的偏爱。
So their hate for him surpassed the love of the father.
而这个梦呢，只不过是加深了他们对约瑟的恨。
And then the dream that Joseph had added to the hatred that they had for him.
那么到第十一节的时候呢，讲到说他哥们就都嫉妒他，他父亲却把这话存在心里。
So in verse 11 it says, and his brothers were jealous of him, but his father kept the saying in mind.
所以这里边我们看到了一件事情。
So we can see something here.
他的哥哥们呢，根本就不明白神的旨意。
His brothers do not understand what the will of God is.
因此听到这两个梦的时候就开始嫉妒他，你要当老大了吗？
So when they heard the two dreams from Joseph, they were offended and they said, Oh, do you want to reign over us?
但是呢，他的父亲却把这些话存在了心里。
But his father kept the saying in his mind.
尽管他的父亲也责备了约瑟。
So although his father rebuked him,
怎么责备的呢？
How did he rebuke him?
他说难道你还能高过爸爸妈妈吗？
Said,
爸爸妈妈也拜你吗？
He said, shall I and your mother and your brothers indeed come to bow ourselves to the ground before you?
但是这里边告诉我们，雅各的确把这件事情放在心里边，他要看是否是神的旨意。
But nevertheless, it does say that his father kept the saying in mind, so his father might have thought that it was God's will.
所以我们看到了这个雅各呢，他事与愿违。
So Jacob was willing to concede that.
但是呢，他的方法是用偏爱的方法。
But Jacob's way to exalt Joseph was favoritism.
得到的结果，他这个约瑟呢，不但没有被抬举起来，反而被他的兄弟们嫉妒仇恨。
But the result he got was that Joseph was not exalted, but he was hated by his brothers.
那我们看神又是如何来兴起约瑟的呢？
So now let's see how God exalted Joseph.
那他这几个哥哥们就开始记恨约瑟。
So his brothers hated Joseph.
有一天呢，这几个哥哥就商量说，我们把他给杀了。
So one day his brothers had a discussion and they decided to kill him.
我们看他这个梦怎么实现。
And they said, let's see what becomes of this dreamer.
所以呢，但是呢，神的确在保护约瑟。
But God was actually protecting Joseph in this matter.
当然他们杀不了约瑟。
Of course they can't kill Joseph.
所以我们看神是如何兴起约瑟的。
So let's see how God exalted Joseph.
约瑟做的是两个美梦。
So Joseph had two dreams.
但是这个美梦的开头看起来不太好。
But the beginning of these two dreams, it didn't have a good start.
是他的几个哥哥要杀他。
It made his brothers want to kill him.
但是神拯救约瑟，脱离了他哥哥们的手。
But God saved him from the hand of his brothers.
但是呢，我们这里看第28节说，有些米甸人的商人从那里经过，哥哥们就把约瑟从坑里拉上来，奖定20舍客的银子，把约瑟卖给以实玛利人，他们就把约瑟带到埃及去了。
So verse 28 says, Then Midianite traders passed by, and they drew Joseph up and lifted him out of the pit and sold him to the Ishmaelites for 20 shekels of silver. They took Joseph to Egypt.
也就是说，虽然这些哥哥们没有杀约瑟，却把他给卖了。
So although the brothers did not kill Joseph, they sold him.
而且卖到埃及去了，卖到另一个国家去了。
They sold him to Egypt, another country.
所以我们看到了约瑟，神开始兴起他，这是个两个美好的梦。
So, how did God exalt Joseph? It started with two dreams.
但是这个美梦的开始却是什么呢？与雅各的做法是恰恰相反的。
But the result of these two dreams was very different.
雅各要抬举他的儿子，就给他更多的爱。
So for Jacob to exalt his son, he wanted to give him more and more love.
但是神要兴起约瑟的时候，却让他被卖到埃及做奴隶。
But for God to exalt Joseph, it started with him being sold into slavery to Egypt.
那我们就在想，神要兴起约瑟啊，却让他被他哥哥给卖了，而且卖到埃及，并且是做奴隶。
So it seems strange. God wanted to exalt Joseph, but he was sold into slavery into Egypt.
好，我们看看约瑟。到了埃及之后怎么样？
So let's see what happened to Joseph after he got to Egypt.
到了39章的第一节到第二节这样说，说约瑟被带下埃及去，有一个埃及人是法老的内臣护卫长波提乏，从那些带下来他的以实玛利人手下买了他去。
So it says in 39 verse 1 and 2, Now Joseph had been brought down to Egypt and Potiphar, an officer of Pharaoh, the captain of the guard, an Egyptian, had brought him down from the Ishmaelites and had brought him down there.
所以呢，我们看到他被卖了。
So we can see he was sold.
被卖到一个埃及人做官的人下面来做奴隶。
He was sold to an officer of Pharaoh.
很有意思的一件事情。
It's very interesting.
发生了。说什么呢？约瑟住在他主人埃及人的家里。耶和华与他同在，他就百事顺利。
So it says the Lord was with Joseph, and he became a successful man, and he was in the house of his Egyptian master.
虽然约瑟被卖到埃及去做什么？去做奴隶。但是这里说耶和华神和他同在，他凡事都顺利的。
So here, although Joseph was sold as a slave into Egypt, it says that because the Lord was with him, he became a successful man.
好了，很开心，凡事顺利。
So this is very happy, right? He's a successful man.
尽管他是一个奴隶。
Although he's a slave.
但是呢，他的家族的太太诬陷他。
But his master's wife became attracted to him.
诬陷他就告到了他这个主人波提乏那里。
And accused him in front of the, and she accused him to Potiphar.
好了，我们看这个他的主人怎么处理他。
So let's see how the master handled Joseph.
19节到21节这样说，约瑟的主人听见他妻子对他所说的话，就说的是什么呢？就是他诬陷这个约瑟的话，说你的仆人如此如此待我， 这个主人就生气了。
So it says in verse 19, Now when his master heard the words of his wife, which she spoke to him, saying, This is what your slave did to me, his anger burned.
然后呢他就说把约瑟下在监里就是王的囚犯被囚的地方于是约瑟在那里坐监。
So Joseph's master took him and put him into the jail, the place where the king's prisoners were confined, and he was there in the jail.
如果前边说他做一个奴隶的话是已经够低了哈，现在呢比以前更低了，在监狱里了。
So before, if it wasn't low enough for him to be a slave, now he's even lower. He is in jail.
前面说他耶和华神与他同在，他很顺利啊。
So, but it said that Joseph was successful in all that he did because the Lord was with him.
你说这顺利在哪里
？How where's the success in this?
那顺利应该不下监狱嘛？为什么下监狱呢
？How can you be successful if you're in jail?
很奇妙的是，你看他下监狱之后怎么说
？Let's see. It's very interesting when he got to jail.
21节说，但耶和华与约瑟同在，向他施恩，使他在私欲的眼前蒙恩。
It says in verse 21, But the Lord was with Joseph and extended kindness to him and gave him favor in the sight of the chief jailer.
所以呢我们就是下到监狱里耶和华神还与他同在还给他恩典。
So we know that when Joseph was in jail, the Lord was still with Joseph and gave him favor.
在这些私欲的眼前的也蒙恩。
And he gave him favor in the sight of the chief jailer.
所以我们就能够明白，真正的顺利不是环境变好变坏。
So we know that real success doesn't depend on whether our circumstances are good or bad.
而是耶和华神和他同在，这就叫顺利。
But whether or not God is with you or not, that is what success depends on.
所以我们现在看见耶和华神。带领约瑟他走的是另一条路。
So now we can see God is leading Joseph another way.
尽管我们看到说最后的结果我们大家可能都知道了。
We know what happens in the end, right?
但是我们看到他说神带领约瑟所走的这条路和雅各的是不同的。
But now we know that the road that the Lord is leading Joseph down is very different than the one that Jacob led his son down.
虽然约瑟的这个情况变得越来越糟糕了，但是耶和华神一直与他同在。
So although Joseph's circumstances were becoming worse and worse, the Lord continued to be with Joseph.
好了，在这个监狱里边呢，他就遇到了两个人。
So in the prison, he met two people.
这两个人呢，是在王的面前，一个是给做饭的，一个是给递酒的。
So these two officers were always in the presence of the king. One was the chief baker, and the other was the cupbearer.
这两个人就做梦了。
So these two people had a dream.
啊，做了梦，他俩就不明白，说这个梦是什么意思呢
？So when these two had a dream, they couldn't understand their dream, and they were troubled.
因为神与约瑟同在，所以约瑟就有智慧，可以解释这个梦给他们两个人听。
But because God was with Joseph, Joseph has the wisdom to interpret the dreams.
告诉那给王做饭的人说，你三天之后你会死的。
And he was able to tell the chief baker, 3 days from now, you will die.
告诉那个给王斟酒的人呢说，你三天之后呢，官复原职。
And he was able to tell the chief cupbearer, in 3 days from now, you will be restored to your position.
So, 但是当你官复原职的时候，我求你一件事儿。
But when you go back to the presence of Pharaoh, I beg of you something.
第四十章的十四节就说，但你得好处的时候，求你纪念我，施恩于我，在法老面前提说我，救我出这监牢。
Verse 14 says, Only keep me in mind when it goes well with you, and please do me a kindness by mentioning me to Pharaoh and get me out of this house.
因为这个酒正是做什么的呢？是给王天天给他递酒喝的。
Because what does the cupbearer do? He gives wine to Pharaoh every day.
所以约瑟就说，等你出去的时候呢，你在王法老的面前美言我几句。
So Joseph says, When you get out of jail, please do a kindness to me.
告诉他说我实在是从希伯来人之地被拐来的我在这里也没做过什么叫他们把我下在监里。
And Joseph said, For I was in fact kidnapped from the land of the Hebrews, and even here I have done nothing that they should have put me into the dungeon.
哦、我是被冤枉的。
So I was wrongly accused.
你告诉王一声我是被冤枉的把我放出去吧。
Tell the Pharaoh, I was wrongly accused and I should be released.
所以我们看到了似乎对约瑟来说又有一个盼望。
So now we can see there's some hope for Joseph.
但是很有趣的一件事情这个酒证呢三天之后官复原职。
But very interestingly enough, three days later, when the cupbearer went back to Pharaoh,
很遗憾的事情，他可能太高兴了，他就把约瑟的事给忘了。
He was probably overjoyed, and he forgot all about Joseph.
他这一忘就是两年。
And because of that, he was stuck in prison for two more years.
我们看约瑟依然在监狱里边。
So Joseph kept on staying in the prison.
耶和华神依然与他同在。
But God was still with him.
他依然有耶和华神所赐的恩惠。
So he still had God's kindness upon him.
他依然在那个司狱长面前是蒙恩的。
So he still received God's grace.
好了，两年之后。
So 2 years later.
法老做梦了。
The Pharaoh had a dream.
啊，梦得很吓人。
A very scary dream.
所以这个法老吓坏了。
And he was very troubled.
他就把埃及地的那些聪明人叫来说，谁给我解梦？
He asked all the wise men of Egypt to come and say, who could interpret my dream?
啊，谁都不能解他的梦。
But no one could interpret his dream.
这个酒正呢，在第九的时候呢，发现了这个事情。
And the cupbearer discovered this.
他突然想起，哎，有个约瑟很会解梦的。
And he remembered Joseph, who could interpret dreams.
于是他就把约瑟引荐给了法老。
So he told Pharaoh about Joseph.
法老就说好了约瑟那你把他叫来给我解梦。
So Pharaoh got Joseph brought into his presence and he asked him to interpret his dream.
同样是因为有神的同在有神的智慧在约瑟的里边。
And this happened because God was with Joseph and this situation had God's wisdom in it.
那约瑟就把法老的梦给解了。
So Joseph was unable to interpret Pharaoh's dream.
给这个法老解决一个很大的问题。
And he was able to help Pharaoh solve his problem.
告诉他如何如何的去做，能够使这个灾难呢能够顺利的通过。
So he was able to tell Pharaoh what exactly he should do so that he could get past this hardship that was coming.
法老就特别特别高兴。
So Pharaoh was very happy.
41章的38节到40节，我们看这法老做了一个什么决定。
So Genesis 41, 38 to 40, we'll see what Pharaoh decided.
法老就对臣仆说，像这样的人有神的灵在他里头，我们岂能找得着呢？法老对约瑟说，神既将这些事都指示你，你可见没有人像你这样有聪明有智慧。
So it says, then Pharaoh said to his servants, can we find a man like this in whom is a divine spirit? So Pharaoh said to Joseph, since God has informed you of all this, there is no one so discerning and wise as you are.
因此呢法老都看出来这个约瑟呢他不是一般的人有神的灵在他里边他有智慧又有聪明是从神来的。
So even Pharaoh could see that Joseph is not just any ordinary person, he was someone in whom God put his spirit in.
哎呀他说这样的人啊很难找到的。
And he knew that this kind of person is very hard to find.
于是他就说你可以掌管我的家我的民都必听从你的话唯独在宝座上我比你大。
So,
法老又对约瑟说我派你治理埃及全地。
So Pharaoh said to Joseph, you shall be over my house and according to your command, all my people shall do homage. Only in the throne I will be greater than you. Pharaoh said to Joseph, see, I have set you over all the land of Egypt.
所以呢我们就看这个法老就把约瑟抬举起来。
So we can see Pharaoh has exalted Joseph.
他仅在法老的位以下。
So Joseph is under Pharaoh.
Just under Pharaoh.
Just under Pharaoh.
治理埃及全地。
And he is over all the land of Egypt.
我们就看到哎，你看到神是如何的把约瑟兴起来的。
So now we can see how God has raised up Joseph.
后边的时候呢，我们看到，当遍地都发生饥荒的时候。
So we can see when there was famine over all the land.
他的爸爸雅各和他那些哥哥们所在的那片地呢，也有饥荒了。
On the land where his father and brothers were, there was also famine there.
于是他这些哥哥们就开始来找到埃及这个地方有粮食啊，因为约瑟的治理有粮食。
So, because of Joseph's leadership, his brothers and his father knew that there was food in Egypt.
所以他们来买粮。
So they went to go get food. Great.
这时候约瑟是这个国家的总理。
So Joseph was the governor over all of Egypt.
所以呢，那说把爸爸和哥哥们全部都接来吧。
So he was able to bring his father and brothers all over to Egypt.
到埃及来居住，我奉养你们。
So he was able to bring them all to Egypt and take care of them.
他那个两个梦就实现了。
And the two dreams came true.
他的哥哥们真的对他服服下拜。
His brothers actually bowed down to him in the end.
神在约瑟的身上的旨意成就了。
And God was able to accomplish his purpose in Joseph's life.
得到的结果不是他们哥哥们、兄弟们的恨。
And the result was that the brothers didn't hate Joseph.
而这真是让这些哥兄弟们服服下拜于他。
But still they were able to bow down before Joseph.
也就是说神真正的把约瑟高举起来。
So that's, it's truly that God has exalted Joseph over all of them.
因此我们做一个对比。
So let's do a comparison.
雅各想抬举他的约瑟。
Joseph, or Jacob wanted to exalt Joseph.
他用偏爱的方法。
And he used favoritism.
得到的结果是什么呢？是他的哥哥们就恨他，以至于要杀他。
So what did he get? What did he get from that? His other sons, Joseph's brothers, wanted to kill him, and they sold him.
相反，神要兴起约瑟。
On the other hand of things, when God wanted to exalt Joseph,
但是却把他降到了很卑微的位置。
He brought him to very lowly circumstances.
让他呢经历了许多的苦难和艰难。
And let him experience a number of much suffering and hardships.
但是我们看到虽然雅各在这种非常的悲惨的光景当中。
So although Joseph was in a very lowly place,
神和他同在。
God was with him.
此时此刻无论雅各怎么爱他的儿子他都不能够帮到他。
So, even though Jacob really loved his son, he could not help him every moment of his life.
甚至于他可以被他那些兄弟们骗的说以为约瑟已经死了。
And he could even be tricked by his other sons that his son Joseph had already died.
但是我们看约瑟在任何一种情况下的时候这里告诉我们神都与他同在。
But we can see in all circumstances, God was with Joseph.
最后他就升为了最高。
And that's how, God brought Joseph
成为那全埃及全地的掌管者。
So that's how God exalted Joseph so that he was governor over all the land of Egypt.
不但他这些兄弟们要拜他。
So not only did the brothers bow down to him.
而且也从约瑟这里得到了祝福。
But they were blessed by Joseph.
他的爸爸妈妈们也得从约瑟这里得到了祝福。
And his father and his other mothers were able to be blessed by Joseph as well.
也就是说当神兴起约瑟的时候呢所有的人都得到了益处。
So that's to say, when God exalted Joseph, everyone around him was blessed by it.
他的哥哥们甚至于不再彼此相恨了，而是彼此相爱了。
And so his brothers no longer hated him; they loved him.
甚至于说，那些埃及全地的人都认识到了以色列的神是怎样的神。
And so all the Egyptians were able to know the God of Israel, what kind of God he was.
整个埃及地的人也因为约瑟神所赐给他的智慧呢，哎，也有粮食，也度过了这个饥荒的灾难。
So and because of Joseph's wisdom, all the Egyptians were able to be blessed by being able to have grain during the famine.
所有的人都得到了益处。
Everyone benefited from the situation.
因此我们看到一件事情。
So we can see something from this.
神的道路高过我们的道路。
God's ways are higher than our ways.
神的旨意高过我们的旨意。
God's will is greater than our will.
纵然有美好的愿望。
Although we might have beautiful hopes and dreams for people.
但是我们却不能够成就我们的愿望。
We can't accomplish those things.
我们连我们自己的愿望都不能够实现，我们更何况怎么能够实现我们的愿望在我们的儿女身上呢？
If we can't even accomplish our own purposes, how can we accomplish our purposes for our sons and daughters?
但是神不一样。
But God is different than us.
神掌管我们每一个人。
God takes care of each and every one of us.
掌管我们每个个体。
He takes care of us,
individual.
Oh, he takes care of each and every individual.
他不但在我们每个人身上都有美好的旨意。
He, not only does he have a wonderful plan for each and every one of our lives,
他也能够以他最好的方式成就他的旨意。
He is able to use the best way to accomplish his purpose in our lives.
所以从这件事情当中我们可以学习到什么呢
?So what can we learn from this?
我们今天看到我们每个父母呢当这个孩子还没有生出来的时候甚至于结婚的时候对自己的孩子已经有一番美好的盼望。
So for us parents, a lot of times before we even have the kid, we already have hopes for what our children will be like.
我们都在想我们如何去爱他如何把他养大成人如何让他成为一个健康的成长的这样一个人。
We always think about how will we raise them and love them so that they can grow into good adults.
也就是说我们希望我们的愿望对孩子的愿望能够实现在他身上。
We always hope that our hopes and dreams for them will come true.
这是我们每个父母都愿意做的。
That's something that we're all willing to do for our kids.
因此当我们儿女出来的时候，生出来的时候，
So that when our kids actually come,
我们就好像雅各一样。
We are like Jacob.
我们爱他。
We love them.
非常的真实，我们真的爱他。
We really truly love them.
所以我们就这孩子在我们的爱的当中就会成长。
And our kids will grow in our love.
就像我一样。
Just like me.
以我自己以为好的方式来爱我自己的女儿。
I loved my daughter according to the way that I thought was fit.
但是当这孩子不断的成长的过程当中呢？
So, but as the child was growing,
你会发现好像是总是很多的事情和你所要期望的结果不一样。
A lot of things that I didn't want to happen happened.
更可怕的一件事情，当你做了无数的尝试之后，你发现你无能为力。
And I found that a lot of things when they would happen, there's nothing I could do about it.
因为他不再是在妈妈肚子里的那个婴孩。
Because they're no longer the baby inside mommy's tummy.
也不是你抱在怀里的那个婴孩。
And they're no longer the baby you're holding in your arms.
也不再是你牵着手跟你一起走的那个婴孩。
And not the little toddler that's holding your hand walking along.
而是成为了慢慢长成一个有独立的思维的个体。
But this child is growing into somebody with their own individual thoughts.
他有思想。
They have their own way of thinking.
他对你的爱呢有不同的解读。
And they accept your love in a different way.
有不同的认识。
And understand it differently.
而这种认识呢，往往和我们的父母的呢不同。
And they understand your love very differently than you think.
因此，我们父母呢，就按照我们所设计的这样的路线来教导、带领我们的儿女。
And we always want to lead our children according to the road that we've paved for them.
很多的时候，我们得到的结果就好像雅各一样。
And a lot of times, the result is very much the same as Jacob's.
以至于约瑟被卖到埃及的时候，他的哥哥们回来说：“哎，他死了。”
So that's when Jacob was sold into slavery to Egypt. His brothers were like, oh, he died.
雅各非常的悲伤说那我就悲悲惨惨的下到阴间了。
So Jacob said, well, then I will go down to Sheol with my son.
我们太爱我们的孩子。
We love our children too much.
凡事我们都是保护他。
We're always wanting to protect them.
哪怕有一点点的偏科说哎马上就要责备他。
So as soon as they go walk aside, to the road, we say, go back, go back.
但是我们会发现一件事当我们不断的在责备我们孩子的时候，好像他反抗的力量越来越大。
And we find that the more we rebuke our children, they want to rebel against us all the more.
得不到我们希望的那个结果。
And we're unable to achieve our hopes for them.
弟兄姊妹，我们就忘了一件事情。
Brothers and sisters, we've forgotten something.
他是一个独立的人。
They are individual people.
有一天，他要独立的面对上帝。
One day they have to face God by themselves.
他要单独的面对上帝的审判。
They have to face God's judgment by themselves.
所以重要的不是这孩子是否听我们的话。
So what's important is not whether or not that the child will listen and obey me.
不是我们的心意能不能在这孩子身上实现。
And not whether or not my dreams and hopes can be achieved on my child's life.
重要的是我们现在要从小的时候要让他能够认识这位上帝，这才是核心的部分。
But what's more important is that from a young age we can lead our children to know God.
不是我的心意要实现在我的孩子身上。
So not that my will be done in my child's life.
而是我要帮助我的孩子寻求神的旨意，让神的旨意在这孩子身上能够实现。
But I have to help my child find God's will in their life so that can come true.
这样的旨意不但能够实现。
So not only can that will come true,
而且所有的人都，他周围的人都会得到益处，从他身上。
But if you go that way, everyone will be blessed through that.
这个才是我们父母要做的。
That is what we as parents must do.
但是我们偏偏，我们做父母的呢，就有很多的梦想，要在儿女身上实现。
But we always, as parents, have too many dreams that we just want to happen in our children's lives.
而我们用的方法和雅各是一模一样的。
And the methods we use are the same as Jacob's.
我们倾尽我们全力去爱这个孩子。
We use all everything we've got to make that happen.
却得不到我们期望的结果。
And we never get the result we want.
好，我们看一节经文。
Let's look at a verse.
以弗所书当中的第六章的第四节。
Ephesians 6:4.
这里说，你们做父亲的，不要惹儿女的气，只要照着主的教训和警戒养育他们。
It says, Fathers, do not provoke your children to anger, but bring them up in the discipline and instruction of the Lord.
当然了，这里我们讲的说，夫妻是一体的。
So, we're saying fathers here
夫妻是一体的。
We're talking about a couple here.
因此呢，这里讲到说你们做父亲的。
So,
强调父亲，但是并不是说不包含母亲。
So, although the focus on this verse is fathers, it also includes mothers.
所以呢，说不要惹儿女的气。
It says, do not provoke your children to anger.
弟兄姊妹，不要误解这节经文。
Don't misunderstand this scripture.
有很多的时候，你用圣经的教训去教训他，他依然会生气的。
So, a lot of times when you use scripture to teach your child, they'll still be angry at you.
但是这里告诉我们不要惹儿女的气的意思是我们不要用我们的血气来惹动儿女的气。
So here when it says do not provoke your children to anger, it's saying that you don't use your own, flesh to provoke your children.
举个例子大家就明白了。
I'll give you an example.
孩子回来了之后打架了。
So your child comes home and fights.
老师让你要写一个明天要见家长。
So, and the teacher wrote a note that says, that the parent has to go see the teacher tomorrow.
首先说孩子错没错？错了。
And you ask the child, were you wrong? And he said, yeah.
然后我更生气。
And then you say, I'm so angry.
你是个猪啊你啊。
Huh?
啊猪。
Oh, you're a pig?
啊、uh-huh, 你是猪啊你还没上学要是学习的你干嘛打架、
When you go to school, you're supposed to study. Why are you fighting?
所以那儿女当然生气了谁是猪啊
So the son or daughter is going to be angry. Who's a pig? Not me.
有些孩子比较聪明，我是猪，你是啥
？And then some kids who are smarter says, "If I'm a pig, what does that make you, mom and dad?"
这就叫惹动儿女的气。
That's called provoking your children. We're not supposed to do that.
不要去羞辱他，他不是猪，他是人，有神的形象的人。
Don't shame your child. Your child has the image of God.
因为圣经当中告诉我们什么，你知道吗？当我们羞辱我们儿女的时候，就是羞辱造他的主。
Because the Bible tells us that if we bring shame to our children, then we're shaming the one who created them.
我们知道他错了，没问题的，他真的是错了。
We know that our children can be wrong. That's fine. They're wrong.
但是我们却要照着主的教训和警戒养育他们。
But we need to use the discipline and instruction of the Lord to bring them up.
把他引到真理上来。
And bring them to the way of truth.
而不是引到我的标准上来。
And not the way of my standards.
让他可以认识真理，认识什么是对，什么是错，不是我说的对错，而是上帝眼中的对错。
So that he can know the way of truth, what is right from what is wrong, not what I think is right and wrong.
这是我们应该做的。
That's what we should do.
因此我们就能够明白为什么雅各偏爱他的这个儿子。约瑟，那么其他的哥哥们、兄弟们就恨他。
So that's why we can know why Jacob, by favoring his son Joseph, made all the other brothers hate him.
这是人的血气，就是这样的。
That's the way of the flesh. We're just like that.
人的自我为中心也是这样的。
And that's how our self-centeredness is like too.
所以呢，我们做父母的，不是要我们的。愿梦想能够实现在孩子身上，而是让神的旨意能够成就在孩子身上。
So as parents, we shouldn't hope that all our dreams and hopes for our children come true, but that God's will be done in their life.
从小的时候，我们就要引导孩子们来寻求，帮助他们寻求神的旨意。
So from a young age, we should help and lead our children to one who can help them to God.
我们不要过度的保护我们的孩子。
We shouldn't be overprotective of our children.
我们没办法设计孩子们所走的路。
We cannot pave the way for our children.
我们总希望我们的孩子是走一条平平坦坦的路。
We always hope that that our children can go on a very evenly paved road.
不一定的。
But that's not necessarily what's going to happen.
我们总希望我们的孩子的人生的道路当中最好是鲜花遍地。
So we always hope that the road that our children walk on is sunny and with flowers.
太阳光照得很亮。
And it's bright.
我们不希望我们的儿女遇到困难。
We don't want our children to face hardships.
遇到艰难。
Or suffering.
但是呢，我们从今天的经文当中，我们看到了神所给约瑟选择的道路，恰恰是一条曲折、非常曲折的路。
But we can see from the scripture that the way that God had chosen for Joseph is a very, very low road.
我们可以试想一下，试着想一下。
We can think about that.
如果雅各知道神要带领约瑟走这条路的话
If Jacob knew that God wanted to bring Joseph along this road,
我想雅各一定会说：“愿你的旨意成就。”
I think that Jacob would say, "Oh, let your will be done."
但是最好别这样。
But it's best if we don't do it this way.
我雅各，我以色列的儿子，最爱的拉结的儿子，怎么就做奴隶，又住监狱呢？
The son I love the most, Rachel's son, how could he become a slave?
我们都不想。
We don't want that for our kids.
但是在神的旨意当中，这是神兴起约瑟的必经之路。
But this is the road that God has made for Joseph.
所以不要怕孩子受苦。
So don't be afraid that when your children come across hardships.
受苦是每一个人，不但是你的孩子，也是我的孩子，也是我们每一个做父母的必经之路。
Suffering is something that your children, my children, every person must face.
但是我们都不愿意孩子受苦。
But we're not willing that our children suffer.
所以我们今天的很多的孩子就养成一个毛病。
So that's why a lot of kids now have this problem.
不敢面对他前面的难处。
They're not willing to face the hardships right in front of them.
无论是学习的还是生活的，都试图去逃避这个难处。
Whether it's with their studies or with something in life, they're all trying to avoid their problems.
啊，不想学习。
Oh, I don't want to study.
我就不上学。
I'm not going to go to school then.
作业不会做，我就不做。
I can't do my homework, so I won't do it.
所以，弟兄姊妹，当我们培养我们的儿子，他要成为一个独立的个体，可以处理问题的个体的成长。
So we must raise our children because they're going to be individual thinkers and they're going to have to.
他是一个独立的，他自己要成长的。
Yeah, that they have to grow up as an individual.
你不能为他做一切的事情的。
You can't do everything for them.
他小的时候是需要我们抱。
When they're small, we have to carry them in our arms.
三十岁了，你不能抱他。
But can you do that for them when they're 30?
你也抱不动了。
You can't carry them then.
所以我们要让这个孩子可以认识神。
So we have to lead our children to know God.
帮助他去寻求神。
Help them to search for God.
有一天他可以独立的在上帝的面前来与主同行。
So one day they can stand before God and walk with Him.
他成为一个真正的人。
And they can become a real person.
一个真正的独立的人。
A truly, individual person.
无论他人生面对多少的难处的时候，你都不会担心的，因为有神与他同在。
And then no matter what hardships they face, you don't have to worry about them because you know God is with them.
就好像约瑟一样。
Just like Joseph.
我们觉得说约瑟被卖到了埃及，离开了哥哥们，又离开了雅各。哎呀，很悲惨。
So we can see, oh, Joseph is so pitiful. He's been sold to Egypt and now he's separated from his brothers and his father.
因此这段经文当中两次提到了耶和华神与他同在。
But this scripture has mentioned two times God was with him.
这应该是我们每一个做父母的应该的盼望。
And that should be the hope for all of us parents.
而不是像雅各一样替他包打天下，替他做所有的事情。
And not be like Jacob and try to do everything and give everything to our child.
好，下面年轻人要跟你们讲两句的。
So for young people here now, I have something to say to you.
耶利米哀歌当中有一节经文。
In Lamentations, there's a scripture.
诗三章的25节到第28节。
Chapter 3, verse 25 to 28.
这里说，凡等候耶和华的，心里寻求他的，耶和华必施恩给他。人仰望耶和华，静默等候他的救恩，这原是好的。
It says, the Lord is good to those who wait for him, to the person who seeks him. It is good that he waits silently for the salvation of the Lord.
就好像约瑟一样。
Just like Joseph.
无论他哥哥们恨他的时候，还是把他卖到埃及的时候。
Whether it was when his brothers hated him or sold him to slavery.
无论是他在那个家里边去做奴隶的时候，还是被人家诬陷，被下到监狱里边的时候。
Or whether he was in Potiphar's house or whether he was in jail.
他都等候耶和华神，他都静默等候他的救恩。
He waited for the Lord. He waited for the salvation of the Lord.
你看到了，他没有任何一点的那种暴力的行为，或者不满意，都没有。
He didn't have any dissatisfaction or complaining, no violence, he just waited for the Lord.
他知道耶和华神与他同在。
He knew the Lord was with him.
如何知道的？
How did he know?
因为他凡事顺利。
Because he was successful in all that he did.
有神的灵在他的里边。
He had God's spirit upon him.
好，我们看下面。这样等候的，这样忍耐的人，他一定能够得到耶和华神的救恩。
So it says,
这样忍耐和等候的一定能够得到这救恩。
So, if you patiently wait for the Lord, you will receive your salvation.
好了，27节、28节这样说，人在 幼年的时候啊，人在肉幼年负恶，这原是好的。当他独坐无言，因为他当独坐无言，因为这是耶和华加在他身上的。
Verse 27 and 28 say this: It is good for a man that he should bear the yoke in his youth. Let him sit alone and be silent, since he has laid it on him.
我们今天做父母的呢，宁愿这样的难处、这样的艰难落在我们的身上，也不愿意落在我们的儿女的身上。
So as parents, we want all the hardship and suffering to be upon us, not our children.
我们常常有个思想在想说，哎呀，还是孩子嘛。
We always think, oh, they're just a child.
但是这里告诉我们，人在幼年负轭，这原是好的。
But here it says, it is good for a man that he should bear the yoke in his youth.
就好像约瑟一样。
Just like Joseph.
17岁就被人卖了，做奴隶，下在监狱里面。
17 and he was sold off into slavery.
但是正是这样的经历，最后才成就了他可以作为埃及全地的治理者。
But this was part of his way to becoming governor over all of Egypt.
当他的兄弟们和他的父亲遇到难处的时候，他可以救他们。
And so when his father and his brothers faced hardship, he could save them.
所以我们做父母的，首先说，不要怕你的孩子受苦。
So for parents, first of all, we should not be afraid when our children face suffering.
而我们所要做的是，孩子在受苦的过程当中，要教导他静默等候耶和华。
But we should teach our children how to wait upon the Lord while they are suffering.
要他们不要那么多的抱怨，不要那么多的苦读，要他独坐无言。
So we should teach them not to complain so much or have so much bitterness while they are in their suffering.
因为凡事都是耶和华，出于耶和华。
Because all of it is from God.
不是因为他犯罪哈，如果孩子因为犯罪进到监狱里，那叫罪有应得。
So it's not because they sinned. If your child goes to jail because they sinned, that's what they should get.
这是我们在讲说他这个人生当中所面临的一切的难处或者是灾难。
We're talking about the suffering that everyone must face.
我们需要陪着孩子来静默等候神的拯救。
We need to walk alongside our children and teach them how to patiently wait upon the Lord.
好像约瑟一样。
Just like Joseph.
使神的旨意能够成就在孩子身上。
So that the Lord's will can be accomplished in the lives of our children.
同样的道理，这段经文也是对孩子们说的。
So this verse is for the children too.
如果你觉得说你今天已经足够的有很多的难处了。
If you think, oh, I already have enough suffering and hardship in my life.
哎呀，我读十年级了，这个功课很重啊。
Oh, I'm already in grade 10. I have so much on my plate.
哎呀，我都没时间玩游戏了。
I don't even have time to play games.
哎呀，我爸爸妈妈每天又这样逼着我。
And I'm pushed by my mom and dad all day long.
哎呀，早晨八点，七点五十就得起床，八点的校车就到。
And I have to wake up at 7:50 because my school bus comes at 8.
哎呀，每天晚上我得三点睡，我爸爸妈妈非让我一点半睡。
And I want to sleep at 3 a.m. every night, but my parents make me sleep at 1:30.
哎呀，我这些朋友们真的让我很烦。
And my friends all annoy me.
你觉得遇到了很多的人生的难处的。
And you might think that you have so much trouble.
但是我告诉你一件事情，孩子，你要勇敢地去面对它，而不是逃避。
But I need to tell you, you must bravely confront all these troubles. Don't avoid them.
我们今天看到很多的孩子都去逃避。
We can see so many children nowadays avoiding problems.
有的是去喝酒。
Some do it by drinking.
有些人去吸毒。
Some do it by drugs.
有些人去睡觉。
Some do it by sleeping.
有些人去玩游戏。
Some do it by gaming.
总而言之，我就不想面对那个难处。
So anything so that I don't have to face this hardship.
但是我告诉你，如果现在你这个年纪就开始试图逃避这些难处的话，
But I want to tell you, if at this age you're already avoiding all your problems,
你以后所面对的这些难处呢，会更大，会更多。
The problems you will face later on in life will be greater and more.
换句话说，你除了面对这些难处、解决这些难处之外，你没有别的路可以走。
So I want to tell you that aside from solving and finding a solution to your problems now, there's no other way you can go.
你说我今天就是数学学不好。
You can say, oh, I'm not good at math right now.
那就赶紧去请教老师，请教你的同学的帮助。
Then quickly go ask your teacher or your other classmates for help.
你自己用更多的时间，更多的努力去学习。
And use more time and effort to learn math.
没有别的路可以走。
There's no other way you can go.
当然你有最后一条路。
Of course you have another way.
这也是第一条路，也是最后一条路。
This is the first and last road.
你要祷告这位上帝。
Pray and ask God.
你要告诉上帝，我是你造的。
You can tell God, I am your created one.
但是我愚昧，没有智慧。
But I'm foolish and I lack wisdom.
求你赐给我智慧，我不会做这个数学。
Please give me wisdom. I can't do this math.
圣经就给我们应许。
The Bible promised us.
圣经给我们应许说，如果我们觉得我们缺少智慧，我们就可以求这位后世百物给人又不斥责人的神。
So the Bible says, for those who lack wisdom, ask for it, and it will be given to them.
他就必加给你。
And it will be given to them.
如果你觉得你人与人之间的关系好像很烦。
If you're really annoyed with your relationships with others,
有很多的压力。
You have a lot of pressure.
你不是需要躲在家里边不去见那些朋友。
Don't lock yourself up at home so that you can avoid your friends.
而是你需要面对真理，你反省我们自己是不是有什么问题了。
But you need to reflect on yourself according to God's word. Am I the one with the problem?
而不是自我为中心说都是他们的问题。
Don't be self-centered and think everybody else is the problem.
所以我不理他们了。
So I'm not going to worry about them.
都不可以的。
You can't do that.
所以年轻人，你们的人生的路还很漫长。
So, young people, you have a long road ahead of you.
你们未来需要面对很多的难处。
In the future, you will have a lot of hardship.
重要的不是你有没有智慧。你聪不聪明。
The important thing is not whether you're intelligent or not.
重要的不是你的老师学校好不好。
Or whether you go to a good school or have good teachers.
重要的也不是你有是不是比别人更加的努力。
Or whether you try harder than others.
重要的是什么？重要的是有没有神与你同在。
What's important is whether or not God is with you.
当神与你同在的时候，就会塑造你的性格。
So when God is with you, it will.
你的性格就 characters.
Oh, you will have good character.
神会帮助你成为一个勤奋的人。
And he will help you become a
hardworking
person.
会使你成为一个友好善良的人。
And he'll help you to become a good and kind person.
你无论你面对的难处的事情，或者面对的难很难办的人。
So whether you come across a hard situation or a very difficult person,
都可以使这些人在你的身上得到祝福。
You can become a blessing to the situation or those around you.
你面对的每一个难处都是你经历神那个恩典的一个机会。
And every hardship is a chance for you to experience God's grace.
所以孩子们不要看许多的环境。
So, children, do not look or pay too much attention to your circumstances.
你需要认识神。
You need to know God.
而这个认识神不单单解决你现实当中所面临的这些难处。
And knowing God will not only help you face the situation right in front of you.
更重要的是，不论你这一生当中成功或者失败。
What's more important is whether you're successful or failing in life.
你都需要站在上帝面前接受他的审判。
One day you will have to stand before God and take on His judgment of you.
你说我靠我自己，我非常的成功。
You can say, well, when I rely on myself, I'm very successful.
我有很好的学习。
I study well.
我有很好的工作。
I have a good job.
我有很好的工资。
I have a high salary.
我有很好的家庭。
I have a good family.
我有很大的房子。
I have a big house.
我有很漂亮的车子。
And I have a beautiful car.
你依然需要面对上帝的审判。
You still have to face God's judgment.
你说我很失败呀。
You can say, oh, I'm such a failure.
我这一生不像别人那么聪明。
I'm not as smart as all those around me.
我也不像别人那么有钱。
I don't have as much money as those around me.
我也不像别人学习的那么好。
And I don't study as well as those around me.
也需要面对上帝的审判。
You still have to face God's judgment one day.
因此我们就知道，在这个世界当中，我们生存的时间当中，我们得到神的帮助，那只是一部分而已。
So that's why we need to know that our time on earth, getting God's help is only one part of it.
而且不是那么重要的。
And it's not that important.
更重要的是什么呢？更重要的是我们，当我们年老发白的时候，
我们应
该如何面对上帝？
What's more important is that one day when we're older and we need to face God, how are we going to do it?
所以年轻人，
So young people,
你要学习顺服父母。
You need to learn how to submit to your parents.
你不要觉得放在前面讲了那么多父母的误区。
So just don't think that because there was so much to say to the parents today.
你就觉得说我爸我妈他们就是不对吗？
Oh, my parents, they can see they're wrong.
但是我要告诉你，你需要学习顺服你的父母。
But you need to learn how to obey your parents.
上帝给你一双父母。
God gave you a set of parents.
是为了祝福你。
to be a blessing to you.
不是为了害你。
Not to hurt you.
上帝给他们权柄去管教你。
God gave them authority over you.
去抚养你，能够健康的成长。
So that you can grow well and to grow well.
上帝要借着你的父母来祝福你。
God wants to bless you through your parents.
不但小的时候要教你怎么走路，怎么认字。
Not only when you're small that they teach you how to walk and how to read the alphabet.
他也在关键的时候要告诉你人生的道怎样走。
But how to walk the way of life.
你不要觉得父母很愚昧。
Don't think that your parents are foolish.
你的父母有神所赐的智慧。
Your parents have God-given wisdom.
如果你背逆你的父母。
If you rebel against your parents.
所以年轻人星期五晚上的时候呢，我仿佛跟孩子们，我跟你们强调过这件事情。
So that's why on Fridays, I always, focus on this topic.
你父母管教你的权柄是从神来的。
The authority that your parents have over you is given to them by God.
如果你背逆你的父母，就是背逆赐给你父母权柄的上帝。
If you rebel against your parents, you're rebelling against the one who gave authority to your parents, and that's God.
你不尊重你的父母的权柄，就是不尊重上帝。
If you don't respect your parents' authority, you do not respect God.
所以孩子们，你要小心的。
So children, you have to be careful.
你知道在旧约圣经当中那些违背父母不听父母的人你知道要做什么事情吗
?In the Old Testament, do you know what would happen to kids who didn't obey their parents?
要被拉到城门口被人用石头打死。
They would be dragged to the gates and stoned to death.
因此上帝对于孩子孝敬父母或者说尊重父母呢是非常非常看重的。
So that's how you can see that God really cares about how much we respect our parents.
因为神赐给你父母是要叫你借着父母而蒙福气的。
Because through your parents, God wants to bless you.
不是要你去藐视他的。
He does not want you to despise your parents.
是要你去尊重他的。
He wants you to respect them.
如此神才能够借着你的父母把他的祝福赐给你。
And that's the only way that God will be able to bless you through your parents.
我们做父母的有智慧。
So for us parents, we have wisdom.
帮助我们的儿女。
To help them.
寻求神的旨意。
To search for God's will.
我们的儿女顺服父母。
And our children obey parents.
顺服神所赐的权柄。
And obey the authority that God gave them.
一同的来使神的旨意。成就在这孩子的身上。
These will work together to help God's will be accomplished in the child's life.
是神能够兴起我们的儿女。
So that God will be able to exalt our children.
不是我们兴起我们的儿女。
So it's not us that will be exalting our children.
我们是在帮助我们的儿女被神兴起。
We are helping our children to be exalted by God.
因此我们要不但要做一个合神心意的儿女。
So that we will become sons and daughters that please
God's will,
that do what God wills.
我们也要做合神心意的父母。
We also must be parents that do what God wills.
这才是神要在家庭当中所建立的一个正确的模式。
And that is the model that God has established for families.
也是神所祝福的家庭。
And those are the families that God will be blessing.
我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray.
亲爱的主，我们感谢你。
Dear God, we thank you.
感谢你赐给我们家庭。
Thank you that you've given us family.
感谢你赐给我们儿女。
Thank you that you've given us children.
你要在家庭当中赐下你的祝福。
That you want to bless us through our families.
盼望你帮助我们。
I hope that you will help us.
帮助我们每一个家庭。
Help each and every one of our families.
使我们的父母有智慧。
Give our parents wisdom.
有你的灵在我们的里边。
Give us your spirit.
帮助我们的儿女来寻求你的旨意。
Help our children to search for your will.
来认识你。
To know you.
你给我们的儿女也有智慧做一个顺服的儿女。
And give our children the wisdom to be submissive children.
以至于你借着家庭所要赐的福能够完全。
So that the blessing can be accomplished in their lives.
孩子感谢你。愿你将这样的恩典赐给我们每一个家庭。
We thank you. May your grace be upon all the families.
赐给我们的父母，也赐给我们的儿女。
Please give grace to parents and our children.
我们感谢你。
We thank you.
祷告奉耶稣基督的圣名。
We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.